Phil Minicell, along with his sister Cindy and brother Ted, took turns visiting their mother Agnes every day while she lived at the Theresian House Nursing Home in Albany, where she moved after their father passed away in 2016. One of them accompanied her every evening to pray in the chapel at the Catholic-run home and then made sure that she got to sleep all right.
She was just beautiful. She was warm. She was loving. She was...
Great sense of humor.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say enough about it. I know, you know, everybody's mom is important to them. We can only speak for ourselves in saying that she was our life.
Then the pandemic struck and everything changed. Minicell says his family understood when they were first banned from visiting during what everyone thought would be a brief period of time. But he says what he didn't know was that the nursing homes were not taking proper precautions to protect his mom and other residents. Phil's sister Cindy Lizzie says as the weeks dragged on, the nursing home administration went silent.
We felt totally out of control. And we felt like no one was listening to us.
Around April 20th, the home disclosed that their mother had fallen ill and was being transferred to the hospital, unconscious and with pneumonia in both lungs. The hospital confirmed that Agnes had the virus. Phil, Cindy, and Ted were allowed one visit, and early in the morning of April 22nd, their mother passed away alone at the age of 93.
Even to this day, it's heart-wrenching to think of our mom.
Phil, Cindy, and Ted were part of a press conference organized by minority party Republicans in the Senate and the Assembly. It was held on the day that they hoped the governor's health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, would testify at a scheduled budget hearing and answer their questions, but that hearing was postponed. The Attorney General's report, released a week ago, found that the health department was undercounting by as much as 50% the number of nursing home residents who died. Several hours later, Dr. Zucker released health department numbers that largely confirmed that part of the AG's report. Senator Sue Serino, a Republican from the Hudson Valley, says the Democrats, who have supermajorities in both houses of the legislature, have the power to issue subpoenas and conduct a full investigation.
If they're not going to take the steps necessary to do that immediately, then they're complicit in the cover-up, and I do not say that lightly.
The Democratic chair of the Senate Investigations Committee, James Skoufis, had said he was considering issuing a subpoena. Democrats are holding off on that threat for now until they see what the health commissioner says at the budget hearing, now set for February 25th. Cuomo has dismissed the criticisms of his nursing home policies as political attacks by right-wing elected officials and news media, although Attorney General James, a Democrat, had been considered a Cuomo ally. The governor, speaking one day after the nursing home report, says it's not about blame.
Look, whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, it's the people died.
The Republican lawmakers say Cuomo did care about the locations where nursing home residents passed away. Otherwise, his health department would not have closely guarded that data from the public for months. The family members say it's not about politics. Phil Minicell is a registered Democrat. He, along with his siblings, Ted and Cindy, say they would just like to see accountability for any mistakes that might have been made.
This should never be politics. And if someone makes a mistake, you'll owe up to the mistake.
Own up to it. That's
all. Plain and simple.
That's all we're asking.
Be responsible for the choices that you make.
And protect the people that are still in nursing homes.
The three are also working with the Attorney General's office, and they say they've spoken to an investigator. The AG's probe of the nursing homes is continuing. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.